Yogi Bhajan called it a kriya for self-hypnosis, to hypnotize you into self-love. Unconditional self-love. And where there's love, there's no fear. And when there's no fear, there's no anger. Hypnotize yourself into that relationship with yourself now.
Talk Radio. My name's Michael, and I'm the host of this program, and I just want to say, man, I appreciate you guys so much. I appreciate you tuning in here. a lot of you tune in here every day, and some of you tune in whenever you can, and that's great, and I appreciate it so much. I want you to know that. Also, I want to thank you for listening to this program archived. A lot of you right now are listening to this program maybe later, and so, but I appreciate you as well, okay? And so, all right, do appreciate you. All right, if you would like to be a part of the program, we do have some open lines at 347-327-9316, 347-327-9316 is a call in number. And Rose would be happy to talk to you, and then she'll get you on with me. Rose, I've known Rose for a while, and I count it an honor and privilege to know her and count her as a friend. And so I do appreciate her help today. And for her dedication to not just to me, but also to this program and to you. You know, she prays for you and sends you love and light. And so that's what we should all do. And that's what this program's all about. This program's all about you. And, you know, when I started out on this journey years and years ago, you know, I believe that I saw you. And, you know, I didn't totally understand what my path would lead me or where I would be. But I am so glad that I'm here in this now moment with you. And I can't wait to see what Spirit does. I think I get my tongue working here. Does on today's program. So, yeah, sometimes, have you ever had that problem where sometimes your brain is working but your tongue is not working? Or maybe sometimes your tongue is working and maybe your brain's not working and maybe you shouldn't be saying everything that you're saying. That was free. That didn't cost you anything. All right. The card for the show today comes from my Gaia deck. And it's the Rising Above card. Clarity, freedom, and solution are the words on the bottom of this card. Clarity, freedom, and solution. And a lot of us need that right now, clarity. More than ever, we are living in a time that we need to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to us, and clarity. And as we have that clarity, as that clarity comes to us, as our minds get clearer and clearer and clearer, then we'll have that freedom to move forward out of that limited thinking, out of that limited belief systems that we have either created or we have bought into. You know, it is time to let go of a lot of that stuff. And then as we do all that, then we'll have a solution to our problems. And a lot of that is inside of you already. Everything that you're, you know, everything that you will ever need or ever want or would ever think about is right now inside of you. What this program does is to help you find those keys to help you unlock that, okay? All right, I'm having a problem with the word does or do or whatever. I have a problem with that word today for some reason. All right, that's okay, though. We'll keep moving, all right? Let me give you a website address for me. It's www.spirituallyawakening.com. Is my personal website. You can set up full readings with me over there. And all kinds of stuff, find about where I'm going to be. I got some events coming up really quick, actually. So check those out. You know, and if you would like for me to come to your area, we can talk about it. And you can contact me through my email at insightswithmichael@ymail.com. Okay. I am also working on some guests for I got some open slots for April still. And looking for May. So if you know anybody or you might want to be a guest on the program, contact me at insightswithmichael@ymail.com. All right. The website for this show is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You'll find all the people that we've had on here over there on previous guests. So if you're, you know, wanting to go listen to one of them and they're over there, all you have to do is click on the little player and it will play for you. All right. Check out their websites, too, and let them know that you appreciate them. It's always nice to know that you're appreciative, okay, of people and stuff like that, all right? Let's see. I do have a guest coming up actually Saturday. And Mia Summon, hopefully I said her last name right. She'll be with us at 1 p.m. on Saturday, and I'm so excited about having her on with me. I got some guests coming up, and you know, I've just really appreciate Spirit leading me to these people. They always ask me how I find them, and I always tell them that Spirit leads me to them, and that is definitely true. Usually, I just type in psychic medium. I contact a few people, and I pray that the right people will contact me back, and so far, so good. All right. Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll start taking your calls. All right, so let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, man, we just thank you so much right now for the peace and the love that you are bringing to us in this now moment. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the waves of energy that keep flowing over me and around me and in me, and I thank you so much for that. Father, Mother, God, I thank you that right now that I'm moving totally out of the way and becoming that vessel that you would always want to use on this program, and I thank you for doing that. I thank you for the gifts inside of me, and I thank you for the gifts inside of my listeners right now and for the people listening to my voice. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for them. And right now, Father, Mother, God, whatever is going on in their life, maybe they're facing some hard choices, hard decisions. You know, right now, a lot of people are facing that. Just help them make the right decisions. Those that need to move, help them move forward. And that's all of us. We all need to move forward. And Father, Mother, God, let us work in a higher vibration today. And let us not work in those lower vibrations of our past, but let us move more and more into a higher vibration, more into joy and more into love and more into peace than ever before. Let us work from a place of clarity so we can have that freedom and we can have those solutions that we so desperately need in life right now. Father, Mother, God, I pray for those that might be hurting today, physically and emotionally and mentally maybe today. I pray that you would just give them that clarity, that you would just help them see that there is light at that end of that tunnel. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just pray that you would surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for all the little things, the big things, all things. And we say namaste. And we say amen. All right, let's take some calls. Let's talk to Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hi, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
I am great, too.
Oh, good. Awesome. How can I help?
Hey, I'm going through a divorce, and I go to mediation on the 16th, which is next Tuesday. Do you see it going well for me?
Definitely well. Yeah, I don't see any problems at all. This should go really well. I don't see any hiccups, anything that I'm concerned about. I'm sorry you're going through this, but this is a choice that, you know, was necessary, and you know that, but it's never easy at times, mm-hmm. You know, when things come to an end. But, you know, this is a beginning of a brand new life for you, and so that I'm excited about that. But, you know, I don't like when these things happen, but a lot of times these things have to happen for us to move forward. And that's what's happening right now. But I don't see any problems with this at all.
Okay, and I'll get the money that I need then to purchase another home.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely see a new home for you. I definitely see you financially well. So that is good. I mean, those are all the things that you want. There's a lot of healing that needs to take place emotionally with this, and that will come in time. But there is a lot of healing that needs to take place. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. No problem. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times things have to come to an end, and we don't always understand why. You know, I don't know about you, but a lot of time, you know, in the last couple of years, I have seen this happening. You know, relationships are coming to an end. Relationships that, not just romantic relationship, but friendships and all kinds of things, and even with some family members, you know, people are just, you know, finding their own path. And you know, a lot of times we don't understand that, but we have to realize it's all in a purpose, and there's all a plan for everything that happens in our lives, and we have to be able to see that. All right, let's go down to Cynthia. Hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Yep. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Hi. Well, I just recently found out that I was pregnant, which is unplanned and, you know, unexpected. And I told my partner, and I just wanted to know if, what you saw around that, because, you know, it just happened. I'm not getting tons of feedback from him. You know, I don't know if he's scared or what.
Okay. Yeah, he is beyond scared. he's like a total shock. Yeah, he's a total shock. Now, let's not jump the gun here, okay? Because I do feel like that he will come on board with this. But yeah, he right now this is a shock. This is a shock to you. You know, this is not something that was planned, but it's also going to be a great blessing to you. Okay, you're going to see that as you go down the line here. But right now, it's a shock. It's a shock to you. It's a shock to him. It's a shock to some of the people around you. Okay, but this is going to be an awesome person. It's actually a little girl. I feel a lot of girl with this. So I'm going to say that this is a little girl. And you know, I right now I know that this is like, oh man, this is not what I wanted, but this is going to be something that you're going to be very thankful down the line. But I do feel like he'll come on board with this. You know, I would give him some space, you know, talk to him about what's going on with him. You know, what is he thinking? You know, how's he feeling? Because this just caught everybody off guard. But sometimes spirit brings little bundles of joy to us when we're not expecting them. And that's what this is. And go ahead.
Because I hadn't really, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I hadn't really thought about keeping it 100% because I'm just not in a position to do so. I thought about it. Then I thought that might be selfish because, you know, I'm not 100% single. And, you know,
right.
I guess,
yeah.
Like you said, I'm confused too, like
you. Yeah, well, and I sort of felt that with you, and that's why I was talking the way I was talking, because right now this is a total shock, and I understand, you know, spirit understands that you know you got a lot of your own issues right now. Okay, this is the last thing that you needed right now. Okay,
yeah.
And so it's like you already had a whole bunch of chaos going on, and not saying that this child is chaos. I'm just saying that this is something that was not even thought about. And so, you know, those are your choices to make. I can't make those choices for you. But, you know, but the one thing that I will tell you is I do feel like that, you know, if you do decide to keep this child, I do feel like that this child is – everybody's important, and I feel like that this child is important too. But the one thing I will tell you, you know what you need to do. I'm just telling you to really pray about this, really think about this, and Spirit will provide the resources that you need to help you with this child. And I see a lot of blessing coming your way. So I would just be really careful making any rash decisions right now, okay? Because you're just in a really emotional place right now. And this is not a time. This is not a time for you to make you know, decisions that you might be sorry for down the line. You're following what I'm saying? So just be really careful about making any, not just with this child, but with any rash decisions right now, because you're just in a really place of where you need some clarity and stuff like that. And the way you're going to get that, what I would suggest to you to help you with this is meditation, just quieting your mind. Your mind is like a racetrack. It just goes round and round and round and round. So right now, and especially with this, and you know, right now, this is just like, oh my gosh, this is, yeah, when they told you, you were like, oh, no way. And so.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, I know, You know, right now your living situation and everything going on in your life looks really chaotic right now. But Spirit has a way of clearing that up. And so just ask your angels to help you with this, okay? But I would just be really careful about making any rash decisions right now. I would give it some time. You got a little bit of time here before you, you know, you have to make any major decisions. But so I would give it a little bit of time here and really think this out, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you. Hopefully I helped.
You did. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, any time, you know, that's rough. You know, when all of a sudden we go, man, that would be a shock. But, you know, the one thing that I believe this, I believe that life, you know, this is just me, and I'm just going to put it out there. I believe that life begins at the time of conception, and I believe that that's how life is. You know, everybody has to make decisions for them. Luckily I don't make those kind of decisions for you. You just have to, you know what's best for you. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to, Jane. Hi. Hopefully I said your name right.
Oh. Hi there. This is Jane in Kansas. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually in Kansas too. So
really? I'm in Topeka.
Well, I'm down by the Missouri-Oklahoma line over in southeast Kansas, so I'm a little bit away from you. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I actually live in Denver, but I'm here working on clearing out my mom's house. She passed away a year ago, and we're getting ready to sell it.
Okay.
And I am trying to make a decision. I think I'm going to move from Denver back to Kansas City, Missouri, probably the Missouri side, because I used to live there, and I have a lot of friends there, and I'm getting, you know, I'm 52, and I kind of want to, you know, get settled. And I'm a self-employed type person, but I'm not working right now. I shut my business down in Denver the end of December.
Okay.
I found a house there that won't be available till November, because there's a person leasing it, but it's really a nice house in the area I want to be in. Do you think the people that own it will get back to me and go ahead and sell it to me?
Yeah, I definitely say yes.
Okay.
This is actually a really good move for you, Jane. This is really going to help your spirituality, and I'm excited about that part of your life, because that thing's about ready to take off. And so
that's good, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, I definitely feel like that this is the right decision for you. This is the right move for you. Because like you said, you got a lot of people there. You got a support system there, you know, and that's important. I mean, that's real important right now, especially where we are energy-wise, is to have people that understand what's going on with us. And so, and you have that. I definitely would say that these people are going to get back with you. This house is yours. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, and the thing about Kansas City, too, that's interesting is when I did live there before, I was a practicing psychic, and I used to work, like, in the Renaissance festivals and all that stuff. And then when I moved to Denver, I got out of it. I don't know really what pulled me out, except now I feel like I need to get back and help people, so.
Yeah, you definitely need to get you got off track just a little bit. Moving to Denver got you off track just a little bit. Not majorly, but you're aware of that, so you're getting back on track, and that's what's important. Okay. Let's forget about you getting off track. You're getting back on track, and that's the most important thing. Yeah. I used to live in Kansas City too. I would love to get back to Kansas City. You know, if that's in my cards. But I love Kansas City. I love the energy of the city. So yeah.
Yeah, it's got a lot of psychic awareness groups there, and that'll be cool. So, okay,
yeah.
Well, I'll keep listening to your show. I appreciate your
right.
help.
Thank you very much. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you might want to hold on for a minute, Jane, because I'm feeling a woman presence coming in here, so you might stick around for just a minute while I don't know, but all of a sudden I'm feeling a woman's presence coming forth here. You might want to just stick around for just a minute. Let's talk to Rose. Hi, Rose.
Good morning, Michael.
Hi, how can I help you?
I just wanted to know if you had a message for me.
Let me actually go to the cards. Okay. this is the same message they always give you. But it's patience, patience, patience. with yourself, a lot with yourself, Rose. I think a lot of times you're really too hard on yourself, and I think they're really focusing on you. Having patience with yourself, easing up a little bit on yourself. I think that at times you're a little bit of a perfectionist towards yourself. And does that make any sense? And,
oh, yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I feel like that they just want you to lighten up on you. So that's the one thing. The next card, the first card I pulled for you is self-examination, the reflection card. So really look at yourself. Look at what's really going on with your emotions right now. Really pay attention to your emotions. Because a lot of times your emotions can get out of balance really fast with you right now. So really watch what's going on with that. And look at the triggers that are causing that. There's a particular person or situation that's causing a lot of this. So look at why. And so look at why it's happening right now. Reconnecting with your true nature, the healing card. So I definitely see that for you. In the next few months here, looks like the next 3 months, there's going to be a lot of emotional healing taking place. And you're going to be in a much better place here in about 3 months. Not just spiritually, but also physically. I feel like that there's something getting ready to happen, like a move or something, here in about 3 months. So that would be a good thing.
Thanks, the Lord. Okay,
yeah, I would
thank
say,
you so much. I just felt like
Rose,
you had a message for me today.
Yeah, Rose, I would say that I see a move for you. Looks like to me at this point would be on the timing on this would be about late July, early August. Because I definitely feel like you guys are going to be home by the time school starts, and school start a lot of places in August. I would say by August you guys should be home.
Awesome, and you're right with the other stuff because that's going on right now. I'm doing a lot of self-examination, and we talked about that before. You know,
yeah.
Trying to figure
and
out
and
why
we all have to do that. Nobody really wants to do that because sometimes we'll find stuff there that we don't really want to see, but you know, self-examination is really important, especially right now. So, Rose, I appreciate your help, and hopefully I helped you.
You did. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rose. All right. Bye. Let me give you the call-in number if you would like to be a part of the program. You're listening, and you're going, well, how can I talk to this guy? How you talk to this guy is by grabbing your phone, punching in 347-327-9316. You get to talk to Rose first, and then you get to talk to me. All right? Rose gets to get some information from you and all that stuff. Let's talk to Tiffany, and thank you so much for calling in. Hi.
Hello.
How can I help?
What do you see as far as my career?
A lot of movement. I don't feel like it has been moving, but I definitely see a change. Are you looking for a job?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a huge limb here, okay? And because I have the tingly sensation, all the things that I'm supposed to be feeling to go out on this limb. So I'm going to go ahead and step out here. I'm going to say that you are in a new career and a new job here by the end of this month.
Okay.
By the end of April. Definitely see a lot of movement for you, especially, you know, being open. And I feel like the one thing that I would do right now is manifest that job, manifest that career you really want. I think you've had a lot of things that you didn't want. Now it's time to get what you really want, okay? And, you know, a lot of times we settle into jobs because we have to pay the bills and, you know, stuff like that. But this is time for you to really reach for your dream. Is there a particular thing that you really want to do? Have you ever always wanted to do something? I keep hearing that.
Well, I'm trying to get a position in a food director position for a school district.
Okay.
So that's what I'm aiming for.
Okay, I would definitely aim that, because the one thing that I would tell you is I definitely saw something with children around you. So that would be this. because I definitely saw kids. I just couldn't put my finger on why, but I saw, when I started talking to you, I saw kids around you, like lots of kids. And so, you know, sometimes we have big families, but this would have to be a huge family because that's a lot of kids. So I would say that represents school to me. And so I would definitely shoot for that. Okay. I would get some resumes out there, start knocking on some doors. But I definitely see something opening up.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling. All right. Bye-bye. All right. All right. Appreciate it. We have open lines for the first time on the program. Let's go back to Jane for a minute because I feel like I need to talk to her again. Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi. I feel like that I have your mom. I have a woman's energy around me, and she wants me to tell you that you're making the right decisions as far as her estate and all the things that have to be done because of this passing. You're making the right choices. I don't know if that's important to you, but she wanted me to relay that to you. That's my job.
Yeah, that really is important because I'm here staying at the house, but my sister who lives in Topeka was assigned as executor, and she's got a ton of problems, and she hasn't carried through her obligations. So
yeah.
I'm trying to clean up the mess. So thanks, Mom.
Yeah. She's telling me that you're making the right choices, and because there was, you know, there just is like some conflict or stuff going on. She says that that's going to be resolved, and she also doesn't want you to harden your heart towards your sister or towards anybody else that's maybe not making the right choices right now, because that's their stuff. That's not your stuff.
Yeah.
She wants me to tell you that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because, yeah, there's a lot of things going on with her that I have to just go, okay, well, that's your life, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, and that's hard sometimes, you know, to realize that, you know, we're not in control of other people's actions or their choices or anything like that, you know, and sometimes that affects us, but that's not our stuff, and so we keep on moving forward because you're really in a good place. That house is going to sell, I will tell you, that house is about to sell.
Okay, well, that's good because we've had a lot of lookers in the last few days because the weather, you know how it got nice and now it's a little bit bad again. But I think when the weather gets nice, it really brings people in. So.
Yeah, because I'm going to go out on a limb here and I'm going to say that this house should be sold by the end of this month.
Yep.
I'm going to even go farther. I'm going to say by the end of next week, this house should be sold.
Okay, yeah, we had a lady come yesterday for the second time, and she was here for an hour, so I think it sounds pretty good. If I can get out of this one and I can get back to Denver and sell my house, then I can get back to Kansas City by the end of the year for that one.
Yeah, because I feel like your house in Denver will sell too, all right?
Yeah.
All right, I just thought I had to pass that on because I had her energy here, and I needed to do that, so hopefully
okay.
That all right, thank you, Jane.
Thanks. Bye.
Right, yeah, yeah, because if I don't pass those messages on, then I get a headache, and I don't like headaches. Let's just wait for a minute. Rose is talking to some people that have called in, so let's get some information, and we'll go from there. If you would like to set up a full reading while we're waiting, you can do that by going to www.spirituallyawakening.com. You can set that up over there. And so I would love to do that for you. I actually have time to do that today. I will also tell you, just in case you don't know, my prices are on sale at the moment. That's about to change. My prices are reasonable anyhow compared to a lot of other readers out there. But right now they are on sale. They will go up to the original price. Here on May 1st, okay? They are about to go up. So if you would like to set up a reading with me, this is the time to do it while those prices are still low, okay? All right. Like I said, they're still reasonable no matter when, but right now they are on sale. And sales are good. All right. They help. All right. April. Let's talk to April. Hi, April.
Hi.
Hi. I love your name.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you got the one thing I want to say, April, before you ask me anything, I want to say that you have really good energy. I can feel your energy, and it seems really good. Now, the one thing I want to tell you, April, before you even ask me anything, have you been suffering some depression or something? Because I keep feeling a cloud around you. Have you been feeling that?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. All right. Now you can go ahead and ask your question. What do you? How do you need my help today?
Well, we've been going through a lot lately, especially like this past week.
Okay.
Like financially.
Okay.
And I want to know how long are we going to be in this?
Okay.
If we're going to get any relief anytime soon.
Okay.
Because it's really affecting my husband the most.
Yeah.
And that affected me.
Yeah, and it's putting a. I'm really sorry you're going through this, and it's putting a really hard strain on your relationship as well, and just overall not good. And I'm really, April, I'm really, really sorry you're going through this. Okay, I want you to know that first of all, and we're gonna pray for you here in a minute with the situation. But the one thing I want to tell you, April, is, you know, just the one thing that I want you to do is I want you to try to take a deep breath in. And the first thing you need to do is calm down. Your emotions are just overwhelming you right now. Understandable. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be, because, I mean, you're in a really tough spot right now. But the one thing I like about your tough spot, April, the one thing I like about this is, you know, when we get into situations like this, you know, this is where our angels and spirit works best. When it feels like that everything is caving in on us and it doesn't look like there's any hope, Spirit loves these situations because these are miracle situations. These are times when Spirit will step in here and go, hey, you know what? This looks impossible, but I'm a spirit of possibles. And that's what's about to happen here, okay? I really feel like, and I'm going to say this, I really feel like that your financial situation will get better. Okay, yeah, it looks really dark right now. Right now, yeah, it looks like there's no hope. But there is hope. There's always hope. And so I would say by May, I know we're still in April, and I know that this is still rough for you, but I'm going to say by May, things are going to start improving here, okay? Yeah, your husband's in a really bad place emotionally right now as well, you know, because he's just taking on all this. He feels... He doesn't feel like that he's providing like he should, and you know he's taking a lot of this blame and responsibility for this, and it's just not a lot of his fault. I mean, you know, so he's just taking on unnecessary stress. But I do feel like that things will get better for you as in May. Okay, I know that that's not helping right now, but I do feel like that things will get better. Okay.
Well, I have a chance to, because I make jewelry and I do, like, flea markets, and I'm trying to get to one on Saturday.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if that's going to help. Is that
It would definitely help. I definitely see you doing that. You're really good at what you do. Continue doing that. And, you know, right now, you know, you're just in a really rough place right now, okay? And but that's about to change, and you know we just got to keep on hanging on to that hope. I know, hey, I've been in this situation. I understand this situation, and a lot of times when we get to this place, it feels like we just want to give up. Don't give up because you're a miracle, and your breakthrough is about to happen. Okay, don't give up now. All right.
Okay. And
all right.
I just want to make sure that my husband, is he going to be able to, you know, stick with it? And, you know, are we going to get through it okay?
Oh, yeah.
I
see that you guys are strong together. If you guys split, that wouldn't be good. And I don't see that even happening. So don't worry about that, okay? I don't see that happening. And okay. So you guys will get through this. You've been in rough places before, and so you'll get through this just together, okay? You guys got to stick together and get through this, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Let's go ahead and pray for April. I just feel like that we need to. So let's go ahead and pray for April and her family. And, you know, we've all been here. I mean, maybe you're even here today. You know, yeah, this call. Yeah, hold on for just a second. Let's just go ahead and pray. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for April, and I thank you for her life. And Father, Mother God, right now, April's heart is just breaking. I can feel it. And right now, I just pray that you would just send angels to April and her husband and to this family, and that you would just comfort them right now. That you would just surround April right now, this second of her life, and let her know that you love her beyond a doubt. So this is not the time for April to give up. This is the time for April to trust. Because in these times, this is where you work the best. When it feels dark and when it feels like we have no hope, when we just want to give up, this is the time that you work. You've done it in my life, and I know you're about to do it in April's life as well. My heart just goes out to April. I can feel that she's going through right now. And Father, Mother God, I don't know April, but I love her, and because you said for us to love everybody. So my heart goes out to her and the pain that she's in right now, and I just ask you right now to ease that up today. Father, Mother God, I'm going to ask you to do something for April, for me. And I want you to send somebody to her right now that she can talk to, that she can lean on, that she can just let all this emotion out and all this stress out, because that's what she needs to do. So send somebody to her right now that can help her with this. And we thank you for the miracle that you're about to perform in their lives. And we say namaste. We say amen. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Call in number is 347-327-9316. We will be right back. Oh, All right, let's go ahead and say hi to Sandy. Sandy, thank you for calling. Whoop. Hi.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and that was a very nice prayer. And
thank
I will keep her in my prayers also. What I'm calling about is I'm planning a healing arts fair in May, and there's a couple of glitches going on, and now it's kind of the point, should I continue with this? Is it a good idea to do? Is there any insight into that?
Okay, when were you planning this?
May 11th.
Okay, May 11th. Okay. Okay, I'm going to be quiet for just a second, Sandy, okay? Let me, because I got two different answers. I want to be sure I get the right one here.
Okay,
so hold on for just a minute. Okay, I'm going to go with what I'm feeling. And what I'm feeling is the timing is off on this a little bit.
Okay.
So my advice to you and what I'm feeling from Spirit at this moment is that I would pull back on this right now. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't go forward with it. Maybe look at a different date. I just feel like the timing is off on this. They keep saying the timing is off.
Okay.
So they want you to go ahead and go forward with it, but look at a different time, a different date, just because of these, you know, these things that are falling in place right now. They're trying to tell you something. You know, these are, you know, if it was running smoothly, I would say, okay, everything's great. But because of some of these problems popping up, they're just trying to say, hey, this is not the time. Because I feel like that there's something coming up in May that's just going to affect our planet a little bit, nothing major. But so I feel like the timing is just a little off on this. So I would look at a different date, but I would move forward. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Sandy. Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, I've had these problems, too. You know, I've planned something, and all of a sudden I go, okay, the timing is off, you know. But they definitely want this to happen. And just look at a different date, okay? Thank you, Sandy. I appreciate you. I appreciate your energy and appreciate what you're doing on our planet as well. So thank you. Okay, let's go ahead and let's talk about higher and lower vibrations, all right? What do we even mean? When I'm talking about higher and lower vibration, what am I even talking about? And maybe for the first time, you're going, okay, Michael, I don't know. Yeah, you've lost me. Okay, maybe I will get you back here in a minute, all right? Let me move up to something here. I want to, you know, I'm reading this actually from a website. I'll give you that website here in a minute. But I'm going to just read a little bit of this. And it says, there is a flood of information pouring in about our collective past and how we can move from fourth dimension or lower energy to fifth dimension or higher energy. Okay? To break this down to you, I'm just going to break it down. Okay? I love it when Spirit just breaks down stuff with us. And so here it goes. Higher energy to me is working like with love, joy, happiness, unity, creation. Those are all examples of higher vibration. Lower vibration is sadness, despair, grief, frustration, anger, victim mentality, regret, so on and so on. That's lower vibration. Okay, does that make sense? That's the quickest way to get you to understand this. Okay, a lot of people work from lower vibration. Okay, lower vibration also is that heaviness that you feel in your heart and in your stomach at times and sometimes in your head. Just that heaviness. That's lower vibration. The best way I could tell you, when you're working in a lower vibration, you're going to feel that. If you're paying attention to how you feel, lower vibration makes you feel sick or maybe you have a headache, or that's lower vibration energy. A lot of people fear. Working in a place of fear, that's lower vibration. Higher vibration is trust, is faith. Okay? That's a higher vibration. So higher vibrations, you're going to feel happy. You're going to feel tingly. You're just going to know that you're working in a higher vibration. But unfortunately, right now, on our planet, we have a whole bunch of people working in lower vibrations, okay? But I'm going to give you some tools really quick here. Let's move down really quick here. I wanted to get to something here. There's a whole bunch of information here, so I'm going to give you this website here in a minute. But, okay, so how do you move into fifth vibration energy, okay? How do you move into a higher vibration? Spirit wants us to work in a higher vibration. We are designed. You're a spiritual being housed in a human form right now, having a human experience, okay? And that's okay right now. But Spirit wants us to move into a higher vibration, moving, not working in those lower vibrations that are inside of us right now, but working in a higher vibration from the Spirit within us, okay? So, how do you move into that? Step number one. Okay, here's steps. Okay, got a pen? You can write this down later, too. That's going to be archived. So, step one, don't feel guilty if you don't respond or react to every trauma occurring in the world that gets emailed to you or that you see on TV. Okay, right now, unfortunately, negativity sells. It does. I don't know why. I don't get it. But there's a lot of stuff on our TVs, on our news, just on shows, on sitcoms, whatever, of just junk. Okay, so don't feel guilty if you don't respond or react to every trauma occurring in the world. Okay, and we have people emailing stories to you. You know, they have good intentions, you know. There's a lot of people that feed off of drama and all that stuff, and that's okay if that's what they want to feed off of. But that's not what I choose to feed off of. Okay? I'd rather look at the positive things that are going on in our world, and I believe that there's a whole bunch of positive things going on our planet. We're just not being told about them. Not everything going on our planet, my friend, is negative. It's just what is being focused on right now. I don't know. Like I said, it sells. And so that's why it's being focused on. But I don't believe that our planet is in as bad shape as we're being told that it is. You know, I believe that there is good going on our planet. Okay? There are hundreds of thousands of causes and stuff that you can get involved in. You know, and that's good. You know, you should get involved. You should help out. And so, but don't feel bad if you're not, you know, feeling sad about everything that is going on, because a lot of stuff that's being preached to you right now by our TV and by our news is fear. Don't buy into that. That is a lower vibration. And so there's nothing, and, you know, I watch TV. I love, there's certain shows that I love, okay? But I don't buy into every fear factor that comes before me. All right. So watch your vibrations. Same with your own life. If, you know, a lot of us are surrounded by drama. There are just some people love them. You know, I love them that are just into that. You know, their whole life is drama. And so, but, you know, and maybe at one time in my life I was that way. But, you know, I don't hold that against them, but, you know, we just got to really be careful of who we're around and what we're eating. And what I mean by that is, you know, what vibration are you around all day long? Are you around a person or a situation that's just working in that lower vibration? And so, you know, how much time are you going to spend there? You know, and maybe you say, well, you know, Michael, you don't know my living situation, and you know, and I just don't really have any place to go. You can go outside for a minute. You know, if it's getting too intense, if it's getting, you know, wearing on you and you feel that heaviness, get out of that situation, no matter if it's just for an hour or so. It's going to help you. All right? and ask your angels to help you heal and to work from a higher vibration. Step number two, do support causes you believe in. Okay? There's a lot of stuff that is near and dear to my heart that I try to get involved in. I love to help where I can with homeless people. That is something really close to my heart. Animals, prison ministries, things like that. Do support causes that you believe in. But don't get stuck in that sadness or the anger about other people's situations or things like that. Work from a place of compassion and vision and a place of love and move forward. Focus on possibilities. I think a lot of times, we get stuck in situations in our lives and situations look dark at times and we forget that there's possibilities. I serve a spirit, and I have a spirit within me that is a spirit of possibilities, not impossibilities. I want to say that again. I have a spirit within me and a spirit within you that does not work from lower vibration, works from a higher vibration, and is a spirit of possibilities. And we got to see possibilities more and more and more and more, and stop focusing on the negative. Stop focusing on the things that are wrong, and let's start focusing on the things that are right. And it will help you move into a higher vibration. Okay? Focus on your vision or what you are choosing to move you forward. If you really like animals, hold a vision of seeing animals whole and healed and have that vision. Hold it in your consciousness. Maybe your vision is to see world hunger taken care of. Hold that vision. And also the other thing is, have boundaries. Again, I talked about, how much time that are we going to spend around negative situations. Say prayers, meditate, light a candle, quietly go into your heart space, go in the center. A lot of times, I believe that we're too much in our head. We're listening to our head and we're not listening to our heart. We're not listening to center. And so, so we got to go to center. We got to trust spirit more and more. We make choices all the time. Every single moment, every single day, we're making choices. The one thing that I'm so excited about as we move forward into 2013 and as we move forward into the years ahead, I see us working more in higher vibration and not in lower vibration. And a lot of our emotions that we're feeling is that lower vibration stuff, that anger, that resentment. If you missed yesterday's program, we talked about, forgiving yourself. Forgiving yourself will move you into a higher vibration. Forgiving others will move you into a higher vibration. And it all starts with us. Changing the world. Being that change we want to see in the world. And you're going, well, Michael, you just don't understand my situation. You don't understand what's going on with me. My bills keep piling up, and my money is not piling up. I go back to April. I keep thinking about her. And there's a lot of people, unfortunately, right now, there's a lot of people in the same situation as April. And what do you do when these situations come? Do you buy into the lower vibration of fear and do you stay in that place? And then, you know, what fear does, then it creates anger, and then you get into a place of anger, and both of those are lower vibrational energies. How do you get out of them? How do you get out of them is by asking your angels for help, by talking to people. You know, not just psychics. There's a lot of good counselors out there, and maybe sometimes you might need one of them. There's nothing wrong with that. We all need somebody that we can talk to. That's why I started this show, to really help people. My, you know, in 2006, there was just something going on in me. There was a pull. I looked around at that time, and that was years ago. That was in 2006 when I stepped out doing what I do now. And I didn't like what I was seeing. I didn't like what I was seeing in the metaphysical world. I didn't like what I was seeing in the physical world. I just wasn't liking what I was seeing. Because I knew that there had to be something more. There had to be something different. There had to be something that we weren't doing. And so I was sitting in my apartment, and I was complaining, just like a lot of us do sometimes. We complain about everything that's wrong. And it's easy to complain about everything that's wrong. And I was sitting there, and I was like, well, I just don't understand. I don't like what I'm seeing. And all of a sudden, I heard a voice that says, well, are you going to be part of the problem or part of the solution? Are you going to be a part of the change, or are you going to stay stuck? You know, staying stuck and changing is our choices. It's our decisions. Your choices in every day of your life dictate your future. You know, you chose to listen to me today, and I appreciate it. But I was sitting there in my apartment in 2006, and there was a lot of stuff going on in my life at the moment. I wasn't feeling well. I had a lot of health issues, some of them really serious. I lost my job. I lost a relationship that I really wanted in my life. But now know that that wasn't healthy. You know, a lot of times we look at losses and we think, well, you know, that was a loss. But we don't look at, well, maybe there was a reason for it. Maybe it wasn't healthy for me. Maybe it wasn't what I really needed to move me into that higher vibration. And, you know, and I look back at that relationship that I really wanted, and I'm thinking, if I was in that relationship right now, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. So that wasn't going to be a good relationship for me. Spirit knew that and ended it. Because sometimes those things that we think are good for us are not good for us. They keep us stuck and they keep us in those lower vibrational energies. If you're in a lower vibrational energy today, I'm not judging you. I'm not making any calls on you. I'm just telling you to just move up a little higher. You know, I still have stuff that I'm working on. I'm not perfect, guys. I'm not perfect. You know, I have things that, you know, pop up with me every once in a while. But I know this. And this is the one thing that's always kept me going, is that the spirit within me just keeps pushing me forward, pulling me forward at times. Have you ever seen a vehicle that is stuck in the mud? Have you ever seen that? Just a vehicle stuck in the mud. Okay, I'm going to visualize that for a minute. I want you to see a vehicle stuck in the mud. The, you know, they're trying to get it out, and it just keeps spinning the tires. Have you ever just seen it? It just keeps spinning the tires, and the mud just keeps flying, and they're going nowhere. Okay? They just keep... I've seen that. I've seen it stuck in the snow. I've seen vehicles just there spinning their tires, and they just keep, you know, putting the gas on, and they think that that's going to get them unstuck, but that's not going to get them unstuck. It just keeps taking them down a little lower and a little lower and a little lower into those lower vibrations. Listen to what Spirit wants to say to you. Sometimes our life is like that truck stuck in the mud. We feel stuck. A lot of you listening to me right now, you're going, yeah, Michael, I'm stuck. I feel stuck. Well, a lot of you are just spinning your tires. You're just going around and around and around and not moving. And you're going, yeah, okay. So what happens, okay, all of a sudden another vehicle sees this vehicle stuck. And so they get out. They wrap a chain around it, and they pull it out. Because sometimes we got to get pulled out of our stuck place. And how we do that is that somebody comes along and says, hey, you know what? You're stuck, and I know you're stuck. And I want to help you get out of that stuck place. How about I wrap a chain around you and pull you out of there? That's what Spiritual Talk Radio and why I do what I do. I want to be that person that stops and says, hey, you know what? I see you're stuck and I see you spinning your wheels. How about I wrap a chain around you and pull you out of there? I do my best to help you and to, you know, try to get you to move forward. But it's your choices. It's your decisions. You know, we heard some calls today, some really calls that, you know, they're in a place of decision. You know, we heard a call today about, you know, from a young lady that, you know, right now she found out that she's pregnant. And right now she doesn't know what to do with that. You know, we heard from April, and she's in a really financial place that's really hard right now in her family. We've heard from people that are getting ready to make physical moves, and they need to sell houses, and they need to sell property. Really some tough decisions. Maybe today you're facing a difficult decision in your own life, and maybe for whatever reason you didn't feel comfortable calling in. I want you to know that no matter what is going on in your life, I serve a spirit inside of me that loves difficult situations, because it's in those difficult situations that spirit moves. I've had it happen in my own life. You know, right now, my financial situation is not perfect either, guys. But every time Spirit has came through. Every time that something had to be met, I had it. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that I love, and it says, ask and ye shall receive. A lot of times we ask and we think, okay, we're going to receive instantly. It doesn't say that. It says, ask and ye shall receive. It doesn't say, ask and ye shall receive instantly. And when I read that a long time ago in my spiritual journey, you know, I thought, man, you know, I'm going to ask and I'm going to get right then. But that's not how Spirit works all the time. Now, Spirit does work that way sometimes, but not all the time. I remember there was a time in my life, I was married at the moment, and me and my wife had just moved. We had just been married not very long, actually, maybe a few months. And we moved down to Tennessee, And I remember we were in our apartment and we were talking, and I really was craving toast and tomatoes. If you've never had toast and tomatoes, it's like, yeah, I don't know, maybe some of you have, some of you haven't. But it's like when you put bread in a toaster and then you slice a tomato and you put it on top, that's what toast and a tomato is. But I was really craving that. But we didn't have any tomatoes. But I was craving it. I was wanting it really bad. And I don't know why, but I just was. And so I just said, you know, I said, God, can you supply some tomatoes for us? The next thing you heard was this. There was a knock at the door. I went and opened the door, and a lady that went to our church that lived just a few blocks away from us was at the door. And in her hand was a sack of tomatoes. She said that she was in her apartment, and all of a sudden she felt like that she was supposed to bring us some tomatoes. That's how spirit works. Sometimes instantly, sometimes not instantly. But we have to ask to receive. Spirit wants us to ask. Spirit knows what we need, but loves it when we ask. You know, it's like with Rose in this program. Sometimes I'll call her up and say, Rose, hey, can you help me today? I ask. And that's what we have to do. Is, you know, a lot of us have to get over our pride. Yeah, watch out. I'm going to talk for a minute. So, you know, a lot of us have to get past that pride place. You know, a lot of us think that, hey, you know what? I don't want to ask because then, you know, because I should be able to provide. And not all the time that we can. You know, if you're in a bad place right now, and you're just sitting there, ask for help. There's people out there that would love to help you, but they just don't know that you have a need. A lot of people, unfortunately, don't know how to tap into their intuition. They can't read their mind. They can't. They're not psychic enough. Okay? A lot of times, they would love to help you, but they don't know that you have a need. Okay? A lot of times I ask for prayer requests, and I love to pray for people, but I don't know what you need if you don't write me at insightswithmichael@ymail.com and tell me what to pray for. I have an amazing gift, yes, but I don't always know what you need, guys. But I would love to help you in any way I can, but I don't know how to do that if you don't ask. So if you need something and you have a prayer request and you want me to pray about a situation in your life and you want us to say that on air and get a whole bunch of people praying for you, it's insightswithmichael@ymail.com. You know, I believe in prayer. I believe in the power of that. Because all that prayer really is, I think that we get hung up on the word prayer. But all that prayer really is manifesting stuff. That's all it really is. It's asking. It's seeing it done. It's like when we were praying for April, when you and I were praying for April, and we were, you know, sending that out there. You know, we were asking for Spirit to intervene in her life and the situation and to move in the situation. And I believe that Spirit already has. But that doesn't mean that we stop praying. That doesn't mean that we stop asking. That means we still keep on doing what we know to do. And we keep seeing results. And we keep seeing change. Every single day of my life, even when I'm not on this program, I'm praying for you. I'm manifesting good things for you. I'm wanting you to move forward. Because that's what it's all about. It's all about moving into a higher vibration, moving into a place of trust. Trust is that higher vibration. You know, anybody can work from a place of fear. Anybody can work from a place of fear. It's easy. But why not work from a place of trust and a place of faith? Because things move from that. You know, the card, I'm going to go back to the card for the show. It's rising above. Clarity, freedom, solution, more than ever. That's what Spirit wants to do for us. Want to give us that clear mind. A lot of us have those clouded minds that just say, you know, it's impossible, there's no hope, you know, all that stuff. But Spirit has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of might. And given us those clear minds. Want us to focus clearer. And as we do so, then we move into that higher vibration. We advance a little higher. That's what Spirit wants for us. Thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate it. I hope I helped today. Thank you for all the calls that came in. Please stay in touch with us and let us know how you're doing. We do care. Okay. All right. I'm going to try to squeeze this call in. There's a call that came in. I was going to see if I can squeeze it in here really quick. Let's get some information first. Rose doing that right now. My email address is insightswithmichael at ymo.com. All right. So you can write me website addresses for us or www.spiritualawakening.com and www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Those are the websites to contact us as well. There's lots of ways to get hold of me. I'm waiting to try to get this call in. I don't know. Rose and Thelma are still talking, so we'll see what happens here. All right. So let's go ahead and do this, and then let me try to get this call on. Hi, Susie.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Good. I got about 11 minutes to talk to you, so how can I help?
Okay, go. I need a message from Spirit.
Okay. A message from Spirit is don't give up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and pull some cards really quick.
How you been, Michael?
I'm good. I was just talking about you to somebody the other day, said you hadn't called in here for a while.
I know. It's the change of schedule, and then my way things have been for me with the new baby, and
Yeah, so letting go, restriction, and fear. So really look at maybe there's some fear that's popping up here right now. Don't let engulf you. You know, this too shall pass. But I do see a lot of movement for you. I see a lot of good things coming up. Enchanted Forest tells me that. Mystery, magic, and excitement. That's popping up into your path. I know that you're a little discouraged by some things that have happened. But all things happen for a reason, Susie, and you know that. You've been around on planet Earth for a while, so you understand that. But when we're going through those times of disappointment, it hurts. It's not good. Yeah. But out of that disappointment is going to be birthing something wonderful for you. Right now you just don't see that, but there is something really good popping up on the scene here. I don't see what this is yet, but I know that it's coming, and it's going to bring a lot of excitement to you. Right now, resurfacing the past feelings and emotions, I feel like in the last couple of weeks that's been going on with you. Just feeling really lonely, feeling lost, sort of.
Yes.
So really watch that right now. Again, do not get stuck there, okay? Because
yes.
there are exciting times for you. Looks like June, July, and August are going to be some really exciting months for you. I don't know what's happening, but it does look like a lot of movement for you, and hopefully that helps.
Well, Michael, do you see anything coming about with him anymore?
I don't see anything at the moment. I'm really sorry. I don't see anything with that. That doesn't mean that there's nothing there. It just means that I'm not seeing it right now.
Okay.
Okay? All right. But,
Michael, thank you very much. It was wonderful talking to you.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. Love you. All right. Bye-bye.
Love you too, Michael. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. We got that in there. All right. That's good. I had talked to Susie for a while. It's always nice to hear from regular callers and from new callers and just from callers. That's always nice and great. I know switching times have been a little confusing to all of you, but I'm doing this to help a lot of people that are in other countries to be able to listen to us and maybe call in here. Yesterday we had a lady call in from Hong Kong. That was really awesome. And so, you know, it was like 11:30 at night there. So I'm doing my best to try to follow the leading of spirit. And so just bear with us as I do that. The best way to follow us right now, I'm telling you, the best way to follow us right now is to go to the Blog Talk Show page and mark, and you know, hit that button that says follow. And then you'll get reminders of when we are on. And I try to schedule the shows early enough that you get those. If you're not getting reminders and you have hit that button and you're not getting reminders, you might want to contact Blog Talk. I have nothing to do with that. You might contact Blog Talk and just let them know that you're not getting reminders of when we're on. But you should be getting emails telling you that we are on, okay, if you push that button. All right, we're done. And I appreciate you guys so much. We will not be on air tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. We are not on air tomorrow. We will be on air Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Friday, 6 p.m. Central. Saturday, I have a guest, 1 p.m. Central. Maya will be with us. Friday, I will be on at 6 p.m. Central, and then we will be back on there on Saturday at 1 p.m. Central with Maya, all right? So, and some awesome things coming up. I think I have some awesome guests coming up next week, I think, as well. So, stay tuned and see where spirit leads, all right? Thank you so much for being a part of the program. If you would like to support this program, you can do that by going over to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. At the very top of the page, you're going to see a little thing that says, Click Me Donations. Okay? If you would like to help out, it does cost money to, you know, unfortunately, our world has things that cost money. This is one of them. And so Spirit's always providing for us. But if you would like to be a part of that and to help us, that would be appreciated. You can find that by clicking over there on the donation button. It will take you to a secure site. Don't worry about that. That is a secure site. Your information is really secure over there. But if you would like to help out, I would appreciate it. So, all right. Thank you in advance for doing that. All right, we're done, and you be you, I be me, and together we'll get there. I thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Continue to pray for the needs that came in today, and, you know, if that wisdom is in play and every situation in our lives. All right, well, let's go ahead and close out. See you guys later, and let me find a song here. How about... we haven't played this one for a while, so let's go ahead and play this one. All right. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
here, I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
And free, I give myself permission.